Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Damn it, for three, bang! Somebody tell him he's a rookie.
And welcome into the show, everybody. Clipper Nation, what's going on? Jesse Cass here with you for another brand new episode of the Believe in Clippers podcast here on the Believe Podcast Network. Thanks so much for tuning in here on this Friday afternoon. And as we record this, want to let you know, if you are listening to the show, if you do enjoy it, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple. We're also available wherever podcasts can be found, including Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart, whatever it is, we are there. Be sure to follow along at Believe.com as well, and any social media handle, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, Believe Podcasts and Believe Sports, the two handles to follow along with there. So with that said, welcome into the show once again, everybody, as we continue to navigate our way through this difficult time. We hope that you're staying safe out there, taking all the precautions and trying to help us flatten the curve as we continue to live in this world without sports. We have had some updates this past week with the Clippers, Doc Rivers, in an article with The Athletic talking about the Clippers trying to stay ready and prepared. We've seen various things here and there on social media. The Clippers doing a lot of Zoom conferencing, including a piece on Joakim Noah's Instagram story where he's listening to Jerry West talking to Mike Tyson. So the Clippers staying creative during this time. And of course, as we talked about last week, the NBA 2K tournament continues. And while all of my predictions may not have been 100% correct, I did have the two Clippers, Montrezl Harrell and Patrick Beverley, in the semifinals, and that has held true, both of them, into the semis, and it's the Clippers versus the Suns the rest of the way. We've got Montrezl Harrell going to take on Devin Booker, and Patrick Beverley going to take on DeAndre Ayton. So just two clubs represented. We'll see who can get to the finals, and hopefully it'll be Clipper-on-Clipper action into the championship with both Trez and Bev doing great work and keeping us thoroughly entertained in what is otherwise a pretty dry and sportsless landscape. So we'll get more into that NBA 2K tournament we talked about last week. But first, as we mentioned, the Clippers staying ready during this off period. We heard from Doc Rivers, as mentioned in that Athletic article with Johan Buha, to talk about what the Clippers have been doing really in this off period of time. For the most part, unless any of these players have a hoop at their house or in their backyard, it's pretty much just been conditioning and staying in shape but not really being able to shoot. And I think that's been kind of the way it's been going for any team and any players out there. No one allowed to meet at any team facilities. No one allowed to really practice on any hoop unless it's within their own confines of their own house. So for the Clippers, I think what they've been doing, and what I'm sure a lot of other teams are doing as well, is just trying to keep the camaraderie going and high, where they're Zoom calling and FaceTiming, doing Google Hangouts, whatever it is, hours a day. And that's the way they've been able to keep their chemistry going and keep themselves in shape. And that is one thing that Doc Rivers echoed, that he wants his team, if there is a continuation of the season, to be the most fit, the most well-conditioned, and in the best shape of any team out there. So that's certainly encouraging for the Clippers going forward if we do restart this season at some point. Doc mentioned Kawhi Leonard specifically will be in as good a shape as possible. And I think that if there is one silver lining on the basketball side of things in this, it's that the Clippers, who were getting healthy really during the last 10 or so games before the stoppage of play, this should only help them in that regard. And a team that dealt with a ton of injuries. Now you have all of this time off to rest and recuperate. I think for them and really any other team in the league, it'll just be about regaining a rhythm. I think in terms of their health and their conditioning, the Clippers should be in great shape there, but it'll be about shaking up the rust. And luckily, any team is going to deal with that. Every team is going to deal with that. But I do think that the Clippers being able to have the rest will certainly take that. Obviously, they want to be on the court and not in the situation just like anyone else. But that part of things could work in their favor if we potentially go down and get back into the season and into the playoffs right away. That'll be really interesting to see. And in terms of the playoffs and what we might see, Bobby Marks, ESPN Insider, tweeting out today that this might be the best case scenario, early July for the start of the NBA playoffs. Doesn't mention if we'll have an end of a regular season before that, or if the season will just simply go into the playoffs right from now, or the standings would be as they lie at this point. But if the playoffs started right away with no rest of the regular season, the Clippers would enter as the 2 seed in the West, game and a half ahead of Denver, and Dallas would be the 7. They're a game and a half behind both Oklahoma City and Houston. So it would be Clippers, Mavericks. Clippers have really dominated Dallas in their matchups this year. I think that's a matchup that they would really like. Obviously, Dallas is a very good team, and they do have one of the best players in the game in Luka Doncic, and also Porzingis kind of trending upward coming back from his injury. Dallas also one of the best offensive teams in the league, but with the Clippers' defensive ability, their overall depth, and really no answer from Dallas to stop Kawhi Leonard or Paul George, I think that would be a favorable matchup. But again, a long layoff, and who knows what the playoff situation will look like. We heard a week ago it could be a best out of three format, and anytime you shorten the series is down, that would really play into the advantage of the team that is not as good. So while Dallas isn't quite as talented, if it's a shorter series and they have a superstar player in Luka Doncic, they would certainly be a threat. So that's how strong we know the West has been all year. So no matter who you face, it's going to be tough. But if the playoffs started, Clippers would match up with Dallas right away. The matchups would be awesome. Lakers would play the Grizzlies. We'd have the Clippers, Mavs, as we said. The Nuggets would take on the Rockets, which would be an incredible contrast of styles with the big man Jokic for the Nuggets. And of course, the Rockets playing their ultra small ball. And then the Utah and Oklahoma City, which would be a fantastic matchup as well, especially with some real turmoil in Utah with the reports that Donovan Mitchell's relationship with Rudy Gobert might not be salvageable, which is really crazy when you think about it, but that could affect them deeply if they go into a series with the Thunder, who are a really tight-knit group and playing really well together. Utah has had or had some struggles toward the end of the season before the stoppage, so we'll see what goes on with that situation with Mitchell and Gobert, but all of this ties back into what the best-case scenario for the league might be. An early July start for the NBA playoffs, the NBA finals taking place in mid-August, which would lead to the draft at the end of August, and then start a free agency September 1st, summer league, or what would now probably be a fall league in September, September 10th, leading to training camps for the following season, December 10th, and then the new season starting on Christmas for a full 82 games, and that ending its regular season in mid-June and kind of going back into that same cycle of July for the playoffs, August for the finals, and so on and so on. So we know that this has been a talking point for the league even before this stoppage. There's been some momentum for the NBA to extend their season into the summer where there's really not a lot of competition rating-wise, where, of course, there's baseball, but besides that, there's nothing else. And when the NBA has their summer league in July, it usually gets some pretty big ratings. And if you extend, obviously, the playoffs and the finals into that summer category where you pretty much have the ratings all to yourself with the NBA finals, not having to go up against really anything except baseball. So I think that would be potentially a big boon for the NBA going forward, and we'll see if they're able to follow that schedule if we get basketball back at all. We still don't know anything, so we'll keep our tabs on it and see what goes on, but we know the Clippers are doing their part and staying ready, and we appreciate you being here on this podcast, staying up to date in the Believe in Clippers podcast. And after we take a quick break from one of our sponsors, we're going to get into the NBA 2K tournament. As we mentioned, Trez and Bev showing out, doing their thing. They are in the semifinals against a couple of Phoenix Suns. We'll talk about it here on the Believe Podcast Network. Let's go. This podcast is brought to you by True Classic Tees. Admit it, guys, right now, you're chilling, wearing a t-shirt. We know that's what everyone's doing during the quarantine. You don't have to dress up crazy to be on a Zoom call or whatever you're doing. True Classic Tees is the perfect tee to wear right now. They're a new company based in LA, and they really have a great product. T-shirts are soft, they hold up in the wash, and they're incredibly versatile. You could wear them out, of course, you could wear them in. And the best part, they're incredibly cheap, only $15, and now you can get them for even less. Go to TrueClassicTees.com and use the code BLEAV for 20% off. That's Believe, BLEAV, at TrueClassicTees.com. So as mentioned, the Clippers doing work in the NBA 2K tournament. Really the only sports or anything resembling sports that we've seen in quite some time. So it's exciting to see, even if it is just a video game, that the Clippers doing well, representing well, and both Montrezl Harrell and Patrick Beverley into the semifinals. We'll take you through how they got there. First, for Patrick Beverley, he took on Hassan Whiteside in the opening round matchup. We mentioned Whiteside was a 3 seed. Beverley was the 14, but this one was not a contest at all. 84-54, 30-point drubbing from Beverley on Whiteside, and Pat Bev, as you would expect, not shy during the game. Plenty of trash talking. Very entertaining, hilarious trash talking from Beverley. He played with the Bucks in his opener, with Hassan Whiteside playing as the Lakers. And Patrick Beverley went crazy in a dominant win and was able to show off plenty in that 30-point victory. And Montrezl Harrell also equally dominant against Domantas Sabonis. And Harrell going with the early choice of the Clippers in the round one matchup. Both Harrell and Sabonis played with their own team. Sabonis with the Pacers and Montrezl with ease, a 73-51 domination. Really made it look like a real Clippers game. He had the rotations down right, he had the Lou Trez pick and roll working, and really had everything going in that ball game. It was an awesome one to see Trez playing on the broadcast camera angle, which I know got a lot of attention online. And really, I didn't even think about, obviously, we know that most of these guys are playing on the 2K angle. When I'm playing in my player, I'll go 2K angle, but if I'm playing online, I'll go with the broadcast angle as well, which apparently most people do not. So I guess I'm part of the outlier group there, but just aesthetically looked like a nicer angle to watch and play in. But most of these guys playing in the 2K angle, I guess maybe I'm a little out of touch, not quite as good maybe. But in that game, they played in the broadcast angle. Really, I think the only one through the tournament that we've seen from that angle, but didn't affect Trez at all. He was able to dominate and go to that win and advance to the second round, and that was what took us to round two. We saw Montrezl Harrell take on Derrick Jones Jr., Trez playing as the Blazers, and Derrick Jones Jr. playing as the Mavericks, and Montrez able to win a tight one. He rode Damian Lillard, as you would expect, playing with the Blazers, and was able to come away with a squeaker victory, 71-66, and then Patrick Beverley and Andre Drummond, who was probably the matchup of two of the best players in the tournament as well, as Drummond had a crazy win over DeMarcus Cousins in round one. He won by a tally of 101-49, so a 52-point drubbing from Drummond over Cousins. This one was very close after Beverly's monster win in round one as well. 69-62, Beverly playing as the Sixers, and Andre Drummond playing as the Milwaukee Bucks. Really down to the wire, Patrick Beverley able to hold off Drummond, and again, with his trash talking, we can't hold it back from you on this podcast. We got to give you some clips of Beverley and his very excited reaction. So here's a couple examples of Patrick Beverley going crazy here on the Believe Podcast Network.
I see you. Now it's time to get busy. Now it's time to get busy. Up 10. Now we can get busy. Yeah. I just had to lock in a little bit. So I was up 10. Yes, sir. He has no business in my game. Greek, they thought I forgot about you, Greek. Yeah, Greek, let him help. Yeah! I smell it. I knew it. I was too locked in. I knew it. I told people.
He's telling the truth. Yeah. The way. Yeah! 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 That's me! That's me!
That's more like it. That's more like it. That's more like it.
I got 3 minutes. What you mean? I got a
lot of
time.
That's more like it. Yeah, that's more like it.
He is off.
Bet not.
Some solid defense from Harris.
Bet not.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Bet not. You bet not play no D like that, boy.
Shooting it like that.
You bet.
He's a long two.
Long two. I like long two.
Don't waste this opportunity.
I like long two. I like long two.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Are you classic, man?
Yo, what are the odds of that, bro? That
is
never happening.
Odds is high.
He makes more sprinter, man. I'm going to watch the movie.
Part of the sprinter, man. Start up the sprinter tonight, man. I might watch Goodfellas, man. I don't know, man. Start up the sprinter, man. Start up the sprinter, man. Start up the sprinter, homie. Start up the sprinter, homie. Let him stop playing with me. And I put the homie because I live in L.A. now.
6 seconds left.
You feel me? Stop playing with
me. This was a hard fought victory for him, Greg. They really had to win. That's a good point. I mean, we could tell you had
You had me nervous, Dre. You had me nervous, my boy. Yeah. Woo big, baby. Ooh.
Yeah.
Big. Suey. Razorbacks. Let's get this dub, homies. Who next?
So typical Pat Bev there. We love it here on the Bleed Podcast Network. Patrick Beverley will take on DeAndre Ayton in his semifinal, and it'll be Montrezl Harrell against Devin Booker. So as we said, Clippers versus Suns. For what it's worth, Booker has been pretty dominant. He had a 10-point win and a 15-point win in his two games against Michael Porter Jr. and Rui Hachimura. And then DeAndre Ayton able to beat Zach LaVine and then win a close one against Trae Young. So it'll be really exciting to see how these guys break it down. The semifinals and finals scheduled for April 11th, so that'll be Saturday. Be sure to check and tune in. Those will be on ESPN, and we'll see if both Montrez and Patrick Beverley can get it done in this NBA 2K tournament, with the ultimate prize being $100,000 to donate to a coronavirus-related charity of the winner's choice. So that's obviously the most important thing through all of this, playing for charity and playing to help people out and provide a little bit of levity, which certainly, as we just heard from Patrick Beverley, he's done a great job of, as has Montrez. So good luck to them going down the stretch of this tournament. And if we can't celebrate Clippers playoff victories quite yet, we might as well celebrate some NBA 2K tournament victories for our Clippers, Montrezl Harrell and Patrick Beverley. So go Trez, go Bev. We'll see how they do this weekend in the finals. This podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. While you're waiting this out at home with us, you can still have some fun betting at betonline.ag. With no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on, but BetOnline still has hundreds of places to wager, including their online casino with poker and blackjack. And sports aren't totally done yet. There's still esports, American Idol, Big Brother, the elections, the spelling bee, and their $750,000 poker series. There is still fun to be had, so go to betonline.ag and use the promo code MYPOD100 to receive your welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's betonline.ag and use the promo code MYPOD100. Bet Online, your online wagering experts. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Believe in Clippers podcast. Thanks so much again for tuning in. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple. We're also available wherever else podcasts are found. Stitcher, Google, TuneIn, Spotify, and iHeart. And also be sure to check out Believe.com with over 200 shows, including several other NBA shows covering around the league that have you still covered during this period, despite no basketball taking place. So go over to Believe.com and follow on any social media platform at Believe Podcasts and at Believe Sports to stay up to date on all of the podcasts across the network. So that is going to do it for this week's show. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week here on the Believe Podcast Network, LA's number one sports podcast network and the only place for the show for every team in LA and more. We believe in our LA teams. Do you believe? Go Clips.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.